So, relating back to Mr. Miles, when it says, choose one of the quotations, it's on the front cover, and discuss how it relates to the introduction. Okay, so I chose the quote, there are three kinds of lies. Lies, damn lies, and statistics. But, I mean, kind of like lies, damn lies, statistics are all not surrounded by the truth, because lies are the opposite of truth. Damn lies are just like, I guess, extreme lies. They're not, you know. And statistics, which we already found out in our first 50 pages, is that everything has kind of like a loophole, so nothing is really set in stone. But it relates to the introduction, because I think like the first quote on page 7 is like, there's a lot, mighty lot of crime around here. And they didn't really know what was going on, so everybody was left in a loophole and nobody knew what was going on. So that could have been why, and they had to keep lying just to, I guess, make a defense for themselves. So that is my quote, and that's what I take on it.
My quote was that round numbers are always false. And that relates to statistics, because if you, most numbers are averaged and not rounded up, but they're averaged and used in groups of numbers. So if you take a rounded up number, you won't have the exact number, and that will mess up your data.
It ain't so much the things we don't know that get us in trouble. It's the things we know that ain't so. Artemis Ward. Personally believe that this quote is important, that statistics is not always accurate, because majority of the time, the answers are rounded or given by the medium or average of a group of data gathered. So I think that statement supports the quote. And also, it's not about the things that we don't know, it's the things that we know are wrong and false, and they don't want to admit it to us.
So the paragraph where Mr. Miles wants to summarize, a river cannot, and the first line is, a river cannot, we are told, rise above the source. And in my own words, I believe that kind of means that no matter what you do to it, it kind of like stays the same. And it kind of stays where it's at, because like if you think about like when they're saying like the river above, like you're told it can't rise above the source. So if it's at one level and it can't rise above that level, then it's not going anywhere. And sometimes you just can't change things that are already set in place. So you can't change a lot of rules that are in math. You can't change statistics, rules. You can't change that sometimes you have to lie to get the truth about certain things. You have to go stretch the truth a little bit. So I guess that's what I mean. That's what I'm taking on it. So
When I read the quote, I thought about how commercials and productions give out statistical numbers of who used a product and who liked it and who bought it, which age groups and stuff like that. I feel as those numbers can be challenged, because that's just the average or the medium, and sometimes it can actually not be the average or the medium. It can be the mold or the range. So it's like, what percentage of data are you actually looking at? And the answer for the competitor would probably be to deny it, because it's all the same data. It is all from the same scale.
My take on the quote is that once something reaches its highest limit, which would be the source, it can't get any higher. That's it. That's its highest peak.
So the last question that Mr. Miles wants to answer is, when we see an average reported, what do we need to ask besides which kind of average is being used? So, go ahead.
One of the things can be finding out actually how they calculated the data and how they got it, whether it was like through a survey or paper, online, like who's it targeted to, like was it just for kids, adults, certain like age groups or like or even races?
I guess we need to ask the duration of this average. Like, I guess it can differ if, say, we took a poll of 100 kids for 1 hour compared to 100 kids to 5 hours. So I think it's the duration that we need to start asking also, and how that plays a part in the average and the number that we actually receive. Jacoby, Mojo Jojo. So, we read up to page 100 for our night's reading, and I think it was kind of really interesting, just because it seemed like also like another repeat of what we were already talking about, but it's okay, I guess. So, we have to read chapters 3, which was page 50, to chapter 9, which was page 100. And basically in chapter 3, it talked about like large samples, but like low frequency events. And it was more like an estimate of the low frequency events, which I thought was really interesting. Because if you have a large group of people, you would never think that it would be like, I guess, a low number. In general, you always think that it would be a high number. So I thought that was interesting. So, we read up to page 100 for our night's reading. And I think it was kind of really interesting. Just because it seemed like also like another repeat of what we were already talking about, but it's okay, I guess. So we have to read chapters 3, which was page 50, to chapter 9, which was page 100. And basically in chapter 3, it talked about like large samples, but like low frequency events. And it was more like an estimate of the low frequency events, which I thought was really interesting. Because if you have a large group of people, you would never think that it would be like, I guess, a low number. In general, you always think that it would be a high number. So I thought that was interesting.
So I decided to talk about the one-dimensional picture. And this, they talk about how graphs maybe may have a different look, but mean the same thing. So, for example, me, Mojo Jojo, and Blossom might both make $500 in a week. But if we graph it two different ways, she can make it look like she makes more money than I do, or I can make it look like I make more money than her, just by the different ways we graph it. Like, she could make it dollars per hour, and I could make it I do, but at the end we're both making the same amount of money. It's just in two different situations or scenarios.
Okay, so I basically just want to like retouch what Jacoby said. Like, most of the data sometimes that we see in graphs or charts dealing with statistics of an age group, it can be